Blog Talk Radio.
I'm all confluzzled now. All right.
Confluzzled. I like that word.
Let me go ahead and introduce the show. Remind me not to play that song for the intro anymore. All right. It's May 16th, 2013. It is Thursday. And you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for our Rough, Raw, and Ready show.
You know what?
What?
I know, right? She's all sorts of worked up.
I am. I don't even know why. Actually, I do know why. Never mind. And, wait, what was I talking about? I'm Snow White.
That I'm about to cut you. That's what you're talking about.
Girl, I had a dream last night.
No. You need to finish introing the show. Isn't that what she tells us when we start trying to talk? You need to finish introing the show is what you need to do.
I'm allowed to have, you know, distraction moments.
You cannot dream. No.
I'm not, whatever. I will tell you how to do the intro. It was actually a good, it wasn't too bad. I can tell you. It's you know, it's safe. Anyway, I'm Snow White, and then we also have Corey / Gaming Matrix up in the hill. Hello, ma'am.
Hold on tight. I'm sorry, what?
See? No. You can't tell me that I can't get distracted, and then you get distracted.
I was singing about my own business until you said my name.
Uh-huh, right. Excuse me.
You know what? No. See, that just ruins all kinds of the sexy. No, ma'am.
No, it doesn't. It'll come back in a minute. Trust.
We also have trust or trust?
Trust.
All right.
We also have Ginger Rocks as well. Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
All right. Hello. I do want to say that you can actually find us on twitch.tv. We used to use Join Me, no more. Twitch is the latest and greatest.
It's been tweeted.
I don't care. I'm going to tell them anyway. You can go to twitch.tv/GameMatrix_GGR. That is how you find our particular page. If you don't want
Yay!
To do that, you can actually go to GameMatrix.com. There's a link on the front page to go to Twitch to see all of our shows. We like to use Twitch not only because Blog Talk sometimes goes down, which it does, but we also put up things occasionally for you to see, especially during our Pixanista podcast. It's this stream. Let me also give out the phone number if you want to call in. Call it. It is 347-215-7977. Let me try it again. 347-215-7977. I'm going to go ahead and say this. Don't try to troll us.
No, because we will troll you, and then it'll be like nonstop trolling from
there. Oh, that reminds me. I need to make a call this morning.
We definitely
right?
No, we
definitely do. We haven't made that phone call in a while.
You can call, and that's fine. If you're off topic, that's fine. You can call one time, ha-ha, funny. But if you try to troll us, you're going to get trolled back.
Rawr.
Okay? Just so you know. Anyway, this dream. Let me tell you. The dream was fun. Okay? I dreamt that we all went to a gaming conference, but we were dressed up like our like our gamer tags.
So what does that make? I don't even want to know.
Okay, no. We're Snow White, and Corey
Me, I was like a fetish, sexy version of Snow White, like hardcore,
looking
hot.
All right.
And of course, Gaminatrix looked like a dominatrix, but she had like gaming emblems on her outfit.
That would be something I would wear. I'm very frightened right now because Kittenatrix is stalking me. I'm gonna need some help. I'm serious.
You're
help.
Fine. And then Ginger Rocks kind of reminds me of punk rock, so she was dressed as a punk rock chick.
Hot red hair.
Yeah, with the red hair, like in pigtails, and we all had like GGR emblem on us, like just blazing. And we rolled up in there, and like everybody looked, and it was awesome. That was my dream. That's a really good dream. Did you just get stalked?
Yes, I did. She's giving me the puss in boots. Stop it! Leave me alone, Kittenatrix. Why is she bothering me? What is it about this time of the night where everybody wants to talk to me? Just right at this time. Bam! Okay, I have to announce a birth.
Yay!
Fond
crotch fruit.
Actually, my two little sim people on Facebook, and they gave birth to Snow White.
Aww.
That's a birth.
It took me a minute. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Ginger and her husband have not had any babies yet. Nor Ural and his wife. I forgot his wife's name. But
how do you get some husband and wife in that damn Village Life game?
They pick and marry each other. Apparently, Blaster and I are twin brother and sister.
Weird.
And we actually look like our characters. This little Sim is blonde and mine is dark haired and dark skinned. It's weird. And I did not plan that. I didn't make them. They came out that way. Yeah, but some other people that moved into the village gave birth to you. So. Welcome to the world, Snow White.
Thank you.
Yay!
That means I need to talk.
Oh, and Ural and Ginger are also brother and sister, but he's a big brother, which is the reverse of what I think it actually is. I think you're actually older than him.
He's a baby.
Oh, he's going to cut me for that. All right. We got lots to talk about.
Yes, we do. Oh, my God. We have so much to talk about. Right now, Texas, I love you. I love you, but I will burn you to the ground. Don't even tempt me.
Good Lord.
All right, this came in after we got off air today.
Okay.
Apparently, behind our back, those sneaky, redneck, inbred, two brain-celled idiots that we call...
Wait a minute, I can't type that fast. Sneaky, brain-dead.
I tried to fast-track a CISPA-like law through the House with a Senate vote expected soon.
Yeah. Inbred. Wait a minute, I'm still typing. Inbred.
This bill is sponsored by both Democrats and Republicans in the House. It gives law enforcement in the state broad powers to look at private internet data without justification. The bill is sponsored by Republican, why am I not surprised, Representatives John Frullo, Alan Fletcher, and John Corona, and Democratic Representative Sinfonia Thompson. House Bill 2268 is described as relating to search warrants issued in the state and other states for certain customer data, communications, and other related information held in electronic storage in the state and other states by providers of electronic communication services and remote computing services. All right, so basically that breaks down. It's giving law enforcement in the state the ability to tell ISPs within or outside the state to hand over online communications within 30 days after securing a search warrant from a court. The criteria for securing a warrant, an application made under this subsection must demonstrate probable cause for the issue of the warrant and must be supported by the oath or affirmation of the authorized peace officer. So in other words, pretty much just hand it over because I say so.
Wow.
That means Facebook posts, instant messages, emails, all of that. It passed through the House without any opposition on May 7th. Wow. This legislative session ends May 27th, so we're going to see this bill probably head out in the next couple of days. Holy shit!
Yeah, you can say it now. Go ahead.
Fuck you. Y'all know what? No, I just downloaded that gun. Now, you know what? Now I'm going to go back and download everything else off that server, too. So, F you. It's mine. You can't have it.
Okay, so let me get this straight. If you download something on your computer, now they're going to be able to just take it off without even a warrant?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm assuming they still have to get the warrant to come into the house first. And I'm not sure if that is all-encompassing. But, yeah, we need to find out why.
The way the warrants work is there are certain types of warrants. There are some that allow someone access to the house, but they can only take what's in plain view. There are others that allow you to come in and search the apartment looking for a specific item that's listed in the warrant, okay? And if it's not listed in the warrant, they can't take it. And there's others that let you come in and search for anything that could be pertaining to what you're looking for, that kind of thing. So it makes me wonder exactly what kind of warrant allows someone to actually take stuff off of your computer out of just suspicion. We think you might have something on here, so we're going to go ahead and take it. And does this go for everyone? Does this go for people who have never had any criminal record at all, like me? I have no criminal record. I've never been caught. Let's just say that. I'm just picking. I'm serious. I'm a good girl, y'all. Cops don't come banging down my door.
They're coming for you!
They're coming for me. Hide your kids. Hide your... Okay, anyway. It makes me wonder who this is going to be going for. Is it going to be the people who have no criminal records? Are they going to be given kind of a pass? Like, we think you have this on your computer. We suggest you take it off. Or are they just going to come down hard on everyone, no matter who they are? Because I got news for you. Me? I don't do anything illegal. I mean, I'm not stupid. Okay, I don't want to get arrested. I don't want to, you know, lose my job. I don't want to get, you know, lose my reputation, lose my ability to get a good job in the future because of an arrest. Okay, even if it wasn't my fault, you end up getting fucked if you get arrested. Even if it's not your fault, even if you're found guilty, if your name is associated with an arrest, you're fucked. I don't want that to happen to me. So I would be very upset, highly upset, if someone burst into my house and said they were going to take what's on my computer because they think that I have something bad going on.
You know what? I do like Geo Hodgson, like just pose for my mugshot and everything with my GGR gang sign up. What? Were you ever arrested? Yes, I was arrested. Is this your mugshot? It sure is. What were you arrested for? I downloaded one song.
That is ridiculous.
I'm hard. What's up? I'm hard.
And then you go in the jail cell. What you in for? I downloaded a song. Ooh.
I stole a game, and then I paid for it later.
Y'all come get it, because when y'all get here, it's gonna be in pieces. I'm gonna be wearing pieces of it as jewelry. Fuck you, motherfuckers. You're not gonna find shit.
It really is amazing to me that the damn government is so concerned with something as little as coming on down people who download songs, we have all of these violent crimes going on.
Wait a minute. What about the IRS? Now, yeah, this is not, you know, that type of show, but I find it funny that they're worried about what we download, and we had an institution that's in charge of all of our monies, mm-hmm. even the president's monies. Screwing up, and you're worried about little me if I downloaded
something.
Thank you.
Why don't you check your own house before you come up in mine? Check your own house before you come up and try to fuck mine up. How about that?
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of houses, man, it's a lot going on. Okay, I just saw this before the show. Has everybody taken a look at the new Google+?
I have not, but I'll head over there right now.
These bitches have gone all Pinterest on us. Yes, if you've not seen it, I'm not sure if I love it or don't love it. I'm just kind of sitting here like, ooh, what do I click first? What do you do with this? I can see, like, everybody. Where do I go? Let me.
There's too many buttons to click.
Yes. I'm like, ooh, new toy. Ooh, new toy. Wait a minute. What am I supposed to do with it? Where's the tutorial? Where's the start? Unfortunately, you can change it back to the way that it was. Well, kind of similar. It'll be straight down the middle of your page. But it's very Pinterest looking. That seems to be the end thing to do. We were trying to do that once upon a time, but then I just too much. You know what? No, ma'am. Also, as a result of this, for those of you who love to play your Google games, since the big news this week is that Google announced that they're going to have their own little games thing, Google Plus games will be gone after the 30th. So go over and get your playing in if you're going to play. I'm going to be playing some tonight because I do like I do like some of the games they have up. Well, they seem to work better over there. Some of them are the same ones on Facebook, but they seem to work better over there.
Random. I have a random comment.
What?
Random. There's this game on Facebook that I like that you actually got me addicted to because I saw you were playing it. It's called Surgeon 2 something.
Oh, yeah, Surgeon 2 Simulator. That's one of the ones
yeah.
I mentioned. I said, you know, one of the few simulators that's on Facebook that's an actual simulator. That game is
This is not a simulator. This is, oh, well, I guess it is, where you have to, like, do surgery on patients and shit. But anyway, that got me thinking. There's this one game that I want to play so bad, so, so bad, but I cannot find it. It's called, oh, my God, Hospital Tycoon by Codemasters.
Oh, I have that.
I love that game. I fucking love that game.
I don't like it, but if you had had it, if you had mentioned it when you were visiting, I would have handed it right over to you, Lock, Stock, and Barrel. They sent it to us years ago to review, and I hated it. It's got a bad review somewhere on one of the three sites we have. It's
you know what? If I had reviewed it, I would have played. It would be like the best fucking review ever.
You love it
because
you
game.
Never played Theme Hospital is why you like it. If you ever had played Theme Hospital, you would fucking hate that game. I advise you go find Theme Hospital. It's abandonware now. You can get it for free. Just find it somewhere and run the emulator. You know, well, it's PC. You can run it on your computer. You don't need the emulator. But it's abandonware somewhere. Go find Theme Hospital and play it. And then tell me if you still love Hospital Tycoon. You'll be like, this is bullshit. This is some bullshit here that they made. Yeah. All right. Anyway. So Google Plus did their thing. Other thing I was trying to get into earlier the week, I had to keep this one on lock because it's a whole lot of juicy going on. So we got our OGs of gaming. You all know what OG means, right? We can call it old gamer. We can call it original gangsters of gaming. Have all been speaking this week about what they think about the current state of the gaming industry. And my favorite comment so far has been from Warren Spector, who said Metacritic should be irrelevant. As Ginger called it, that's some shade he threw out. He said, why does everyone care so much about Metacritic?
Mm-hmm. We've been bitching about this for months.
Thank you.
Shit. Because everybody gets to throw their two cents in.
It doesn't mean shit. It really means nothing.
12-year-old gets in there.
Yeah.
Somebody called me a pussy in a game. It's so horrible.
Exactly. This is kind of like Metacritic. Shush. Metacritic to me. Sometimes I just, you know, smack right through the phone. Anyway, I love you, Ginger. Sometimes, well, the Metacritic reminds me of the whole Rotten Tomatoes thing from movies. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the same basic thing. Anybody can get on here and make a review. It doesn't matter if they have any knowledge about movies or, well, in this case, games. It doesn't matter if they have any real constructive comments to make. If somebody just gets pissed off because they lose a level or they don't get experience or they lose a fight in a game, they can go give the game a horrible review and it looks bad on the game. It does not mean that the game is bad. It just means that this person's a douchebag and they're, you know, and they're just trying to hurt somebody else for them sucking at a game. I don't put any stock at all in stuff and shit like this. I really don't. But not everyone thinks like we do. Not everyone understands that this has nothing to do with the game itself. It has more to do with the player's perspective on the game.
Mm-hmm. Ginger, your comment?
Like I was saying, Metacritic is complete as shit. You get anybody in there throwing in their two cents. These people, this is, okay, I'm going to add in two things here. Metacritic is complete shit, and we compare it to, or at least I'm comparing it to, people going in and playing alphas or betas and saying, oh, this is a horrible game, this is horrible, it doesn't work, blah, 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 and everybody hates it because that's all they're hearing. Because it's not the people who should be reviewing the games that are giving their opinion. No, no, it's all these little bitchy little moaners and whiners and criers who don't understand that this shit's broken or how to fix it or how to give
proper critique.
Yeah, proper critique. Thank you. So this is just ridiculous. I hate it. I don't pay attention to Metacritic. Pretty much, if y'all don't hear it here, then you haven't heard it.
Yeah.
Pretty much, because, I mean, I'll go ahead and add on to what Ginger says before you continue. If you don't hear it here, then you don't hear it, because what we do, we may not like a genre of a game, but we can kind of take ourselves out of the equation and look at the game as a game,
exactly.
As in design, storyline, ease of play, and basically how interactive it is. That's what we can do with the game, because I tell you, I've reviewed some games I can't stand. I really can't. Like, I've reviewed a strategy game. I hate strategy games, but I gave it a good review because it was a good, it was a well-made game, and we're able to do that.
Yeah.
Well, see,
so,
that's why.
There you go.
I'm trying to remember who I was talking to, because, you know, every now and again we have a couple people that drop by from other websites, and we talk about, you know, behind the scenes how we review things. And I tell them I never give people the games or the genre that they like, because it's obvious they're gonna find something to like about it. I give you the stuff you don't play because that's an honest opinion. It's a game you don't play. You don't know anything about the genre, or it's not something you go and seek out, or I just kind of throw you in there. I think that's more honest than, you know, I like simulators, so I try not to review them most of the time. Every now and again, I'll jump in and play one and say this one's really good or it's bad, but for the most part, I try to steer clear of them if we're given games to review, because I already am biased towards them anyway. If they're not like, you know, The Sims, and EA, for the good or the bad, The Sims is badass. I will give them credit for that. When it's not fucking up, that is. When my Sim is not riding around on her broomstick naked, it's good. And she does it. I have a Sim that does that, by the way. She takes off all her clothes and gets on her broomstick. I don't know why.
That is awesome. That
bitch is crazy.
Fucking amazing. I love that.
That bitch is crazy. But yes, that's a glitch. It's not even on purpose. She just, you know, she gets on her broom, clothes gone.
Nice.
So this whole, we live in a world of Metacritic where we all think we should be saying something about the games. And I'm not saying we don't have a right. I mean, you spend your $60, yeah, you're entitled to an opinion, but to actually judge success, which is what Warren Spector is saying, based on what somebody came and posted up. This is not an actual review where somebody is, you know, they're actually vested in not just the game, but they actually love the industry. I cannot stress that enough. Those of you who, if you're going to be in your community, don't just be, I play Call of Duty. Like the guy we had on our page a couple weeks ago that was a former fan. that's all he played. And that's why I told him, I said, I can't even call you a real gamer, because that's all you play. You're not well-rounded. You don't play Call of Duty, and then you go and you play, you know, Cartuga Online, and then you play Fallen Earth, and then you are playing something on the Wii. You know, you got all the consoles. You love gaming. You're like, I'm just about, where's the game at? Not, oh, where's Call of Duty? So I don't like that we judge, Metacritic has become the measure by which all the game companies are judged by, because it's not fair. If somebody just doesn't like a genre of a game, of course they're going to, some people are just douchebags, they're just going to give it a bad score just because. It has nothing to do with whether or not they even played it sometimes. There needs to, at least, can you force people to put in their code, at least show they have a copy of the game or something? Can you, you know, you have to send a picture of yourself holding the case up and say, yeah, I played this, I'm giving an accurate assessment, I don't like it because XYZ.
And I played it for longer than one whole day.
God, yes. Please. Yeah. When we review games here, guys, we don't just play it for an hour or two and then say, oh, this game fucking sucks.
Yep.
No.
Okay? We play it for days and days, no matter if we don't like it, because that damn virtual boyfriend, you remember that thing? I fucking hate that game. I played that game over and over. I was like, well, maybe it'll be better this time. It wasn't.
And but you know what? That company loves us. They still come back whenever they do updates and ask, you know, have we seen them? Every once in a while. They haven't done it in a while. But they come back and they ask because you know what they get? An honest opinion. And if you're a game developer, you can't make your game better without an honest opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about an honest opinion. It's not, your game sucks. Like you people with SimCity, I blame that on EA and the players. You,
mm-hmm.
those of you who got in and didn't do your job in Alpha, you were so busy bragging that I'm playing. You know,
I got an Alpha.
I saw it on Facebook.
What?
I saw it on other sites that don't have nothing to do with gaming. People were talking about, I'm playing SimCity. Ooh, let's start a SimCity thread. No, I'm playing SimCity. What are you playing? Blah, blah, blah. I got a copy. I got in early. This is not for bragging rights. I'm going to be paying my money for this. I need for you to get in there and do your fucking job. Clean it up. Find the problems. You know, the little girl's coming to the bus stop that I always talk about. Maybe she falls into a manhole and she's not supposed to. I don't know. But I need for you to be paying attention, because that's what you're supposed to be doing. And
I want to know where the fucking breakdown came in communication when they have this damn thing where SimCity had to be always on.
Online, yeah.
I want to know what motherfucker thought that was a good idea in the first place.
Exactly.
And I want to know where the goddamn communication broke down. Did you not consider?
Well, you know, somebody there thinks everybody has high speed, always on internet.
No, that's not the point. No. You're totally missing my point.
She gets your point. You two are saying the same thing.
I'm making a different point, though. She's right. They think that everybody has high speed, always on internet. I understand that. The point I'm making is on the company side, okay? the company not consider that you're going to have all of these people wanting to play yeah. your game right when it comes out at the exact same fucking time, and yet you only had a limited number of servers available, so whenever people did want to play, they had to wait hours just to log on? Are you fucking out of your mind? Do you not understand gamer mentality that when we get a new game, we're going to sit there and play it for hours at a time? We will not log off. We will not make room for other players. So guess what? The people who got the game after us, or the people who had to go to work, or maybe had to sleep and, I don't know, eat, okay? Those people, they're not going to be able to log on because we're in the game. Whoever thought of this always on thing, you
I would have
totally
left my fucking game logged in.
And people did that. I actually read about people doing that shit. And they do all of this fucking just completely pisses me off. And then Horace made up a good point. He says, throw in that launch day DLC. Who the fuck puts that launch day download content? Just fucking put it with the original game.
You know what? Now, we did the same thing, but you know what? We had already figured out before they even gave you the console that you were going to do the update. You knew it was coming. And then they warned you all of you are going to be logging on, it's going to be slow. People still complain, but they already took care of what they need to take care of, and they didn't come back and get snippy about it because EA actually came back getting bitchy. Well, you know, we I don't know why you're so upset. You know, we thought it would be a good idea. What we say matters. No, bitch, what matters is if I get my $40, I want...
What matters is our money. Our money matters.
Yeah.
Not what you think mm-hmm. is a good idea. Where are we going to spend our money? Because I'm sure as hell not going to spend my money on any game that has to be always online.
Nope.
So fuck you, EA. All your games are out. I will.
And you know what? And I'll be honest.
Not on my computer.
I'll be honest. I really want to play that game. Like,
I do too, but I won't touch it.
Seriously, want to play that game.
I won't touch it.
I won't either. I'll be damned.
I will not touch it. Does anybody else have a ritual when they go to get a new game? I'm not talking about your digital copy, because I have different rituals for digital copies than I do if I go to the store pick up a game. Anybody have a little ritual they do?
Yes.
What do you do when you go to get a new game?
It's kind of like I'm welcoming it to my home. So I get the game. I covet it on the way home. I'm like petting it, and I'm not even kidding. It's in my car seat beside me. And I'm, like, just petting it on the way home. And then when we get home, and notice I said we, as in me in the game. When we get home, I sit in the middle of my floor, and I look at the game, and I just grin. I'm like, yee. And then I take the wrapping off, and I smell the game. Because it always, you know the smell?
Okay, that's part of my ritual, too.
Wow. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm like, cell phone's off. Everything's off. All right, let's stick this thing in the end. No.
I smell the game, and then I open it up, and I look at everything inside. Because sometimes you get little doodads in there. So I look at everything inside. And then and only then, when I'm sure I've got everything figured out and where it needs to go, I'll put it in, and I'll, you know, just start downloading it. And the whole time it's downloading, I'm, like, looking through the stuff, waiting for it to finish. That's
okay. And Ginger, do you have a ritual? You just come home and rip the cellophane off and be like, let's
do this. Yeah, so cellophane's off and we're going. No, we're going to play. Mm-mm. There's no this weighty. It's, oh, look, it's so shiny. All right, where's knife so I can cut this bitch open?
Okay, my ritual is a little elaborate. And I even
yours is more elaborate than mine.
Yes, ma'am. And I even had a specific GameStop that I went to, and I don't care where I lived. In the entire time I've been in Houston, I would come to this GameStop, and it was the one off of Beechnut or whatever. If you guys live in Houston, you know where
that is.
It's no more. It's closed down now. But yeah, I would go to that one specifically because it had a Chick-fil-A in the parking lot. So I would go to get my game, and I always pre-ordered, so I would get a call. So at noon, I'm at the store. Mm-hmm. Waiting for them to take it out of the box. Come on, open it up, open it up, come on, open it up. And then they give it to me, and they're trying to talk to me. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. Ring it up. I got to get home. There's a line at the Chick-fil-A. I got to go. Come on, put it in the bag. I don't need the bag. Keep the bag. Give me the receipt. I shove the receipt in my bra. Put the game in my purse. I'm over at Chick-fil-A. I got to get my chicken sandwich and a brownie and a lemonade and my waffle fries. And then I have to take a special route home because it's the quickest that I can drive, and there's no police, so I'm doing like 60 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. I'm holding the game in my hand while I'm driving. My hand is in my purse. I'm like, got to get home. Okay, when I get home, I'm walking out. Nobody talk to me. And that's how it goes. Nobody talk to me. I got scissors. I'm trying to get the cellophane open. Then I stop and I smell it. Oh, that's a good game right there.
It's that smell, man.
Yes.
It's that smell.
Crack it open, and then I don't want to talk to anybody. My hand, I got one hand in food, the other hand installing or putting it in the control, you know, controller or whatever. Headsets on. I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm serious. I don't want to talk to anybody. I will even text people and be like, I got my game. Don't talk to me later.
Girl, I know. Now I know Corey by now says, I'm getting a game. I'm like, girl, I'll talk to you in a couple days. That's it. And she knows if I say, I'm getting this game, all right, I'll talk to you in a couple days. Sweet.
Yeah, and that's, for me, especially if, like, Halo stuff, me and the other half would sit down and we would play all weekend until it was done. I did that when I got Left 4 Dead 2. I played it front to back, just nonstop. I think I played like 6 hours straight and beat it.
I didn't last with Halo. As I told you, I fell asleep launch night. I came home and I was like, okay, y'all, let's do this.
The last Halo I've not played yet. The one before that, we got about halfway through and got bored, and we've not finished yet, to be honest.
Now, when GTA came out, I stood in line. And then they let us come to the front of the line because, you know, we had on I don't think we had on GDR stuff, but they knew who we were. They were like, GDR is out here. Come to the front of the line. So we came in. We took a picture with Nico and, you know, the cutout. Got my game, and I walked out, and I became Paranoid Pat.
Nope.
I was holding
Paranoid
it all close
Pat?
To Yes, Paranoid Pat. I had my game wrapped up. I had both my arms crossed across my chest and my keys in my hand, and I was looking around like, anybody come near me, I swear I'm going to stab him. I swear I'm going to stab you with keys. You are not taking my game. Because remember that when GTA came out, people were driving by and snatching people's games.
Yes.
So, you know, I was like,
I know somebody
shit.
Who would be getting smacked upside the head with a 2x4.
Dude, I remember very clearly trying to put the key in the lock of my truck, and I didn't need it because I have the unlock thing, but I was just freaking out. I was like, I can get the key in, and somebody drove by, and I turned around, and I was eyeing them like, you better keep moving. Don't you slow down. We're in a parking lot. It's just like, don't you slow down. You better speed up. I will stab you. And then I hurried up and got in the truck, and then when I got home, that time, Chick-fil-A was already closed because it was midnight launch. But, I stayed up all night. That's why I almost had that incident where I almost hit the guy in the in front of me. I was headed back to the store for something else, to GameStop. I don't know why. I don't remember. I just know I was up all night. It was me and Nico were just sweet, sweet loving on each other. Just
Now, I got to say, the last few games that I actually bought, I haven't really bought a game from a store in a while, but the last game I bought was Fable 3 for the Xbox. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that one was crazy.
God, it was ridiculous. It was so ridiculous. But I remember I got home, and I was hoping to play this game for days. You know, like they're like Fable 2. That was a long fucking game.
Ooh,
right?
Man. I played through all of their DLC, too. In the chat room, of course, they're griping and saying, why DLC give me half a game? But, you know, Fable and GTA didn't do that. That's what I was saying. They're one of the few companies, when they gave you DLC, it was an entire other game.
Yes, exactly. So I was expecting this big, long fucking game that I'd be playing for days. I finished it in a night.
Yeah, then
you told me off. I hate that shit.
Yeah, she told me that I finished it in 2 days. We finished it in 2 days. Baby Nations and I were pissed.
I finished it in one night. Y'all play through it so fast.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, I don't play through games fast.
I don't play through games fast. I've spent my time.
No.
I tried to do all the damn side quests I could. I explored the area. I read all of the shit. I did not skip any scenes. You know, and I finished it in a night, and I'm thinking, what the fuck?
No, but this was, I can't even remember who it was in the industry who was saying this. He was blaming it on that gamers go through the games so fast nowadays, that we go through content so quickly. Well, it's not that we go through content so quickly anymore. It's because you little not nice name assholes are not putting out enough content.
Mm-mm.
You
exactly.
put out like 4 hours worth of content, and you work 3 years,
exactly.
three long years, teasing us on 4 hours. No,
yep.
Fuck you. Mario, back in the day, Nintendo, would take us all weekend to beat from start to finish.
Yes. Okay,
what
and
the
then
hell?
And any Final Fantasy game that I get is still fucking long, but I'm not going to talk about the MMO.
Because a new one's about to come out, by the way.
I know. I'm so, like, I don't even want to try it until I know that everyone has been like, oh, this game fucking sucks, or it rocks, and then I'll try it.
Yay, September 17th. I'm very excited about that because, and I'm hope. Well, you know what? Rockstar doesn't ever let me down. They don't let me down. I could not play GTA 3 only because Baby Natrix was in the tummy and I had a whole nauseous thing. But that wasn't. It wasn't because it was bad. Camera was a little bit crazy, but it, you know. But I don't like I don't. As they're saying in the chat room, what happened? Or as Ginger was saying, what happened to giving us long games? Fable 2. I didn't finish Fable 2, and I'm talking, and I didn't even do all the side quests. And I'm telling you, I knew all the side quests because one of my guy friends at GameStop gave me the guide, and I don't buy guides, but it was so beautifully rendered and everything. I was like, this is gorgeous. I have to keep this. I think I still have it, but it has all the artwork, the full dot, every single possible side quest, and I don't even think I got to do them all. And this was it had been out what 4 years by the time Fable 3 came along, and I finished Fable 3 in a couple days. And I went back, same as Snow, looking for side quests. What can you give me? And then they're like, oh, we're going to have an add-on. I don't want a fucking add-on. How could you give me a game I could finish? And I kept thinking, I said, this is progressing kind of quickly. This game is progressing really quickly. And then Baby Nature was like, well, it's going to be a while before we get to be, you know, actual queen. And I was queen the next day, and then they give you the final one. And then they put you on the clock, which is stupid.
Yeah.
That was idiotic for what they had you on the clock for. Okay, you got, what was it, 5 real minutes or something like that? You had to earn so much money within minutes and then decide if you were going to kill people or not kill people. It was idiotic for the amount of money that we spent. And then after that, you were done with the game. There's no point to go back and play it anymore.
It just wasn't fun. Now, actually, Dark made a good point as well. Games with decent difficulty. Now, let me finish this particular spiel that I'm doing. There was one Final Fantasy game, and it was for a console. I can't remember if it was Xbox or for PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 2.
Okay. I got this game, and this was before the whole MMO debacle, okay? I was a fucking just completely ecstatic, excited. I was like, oh, my God, it's a Final Fantasy game. I love Final Fantasy. I'm like a Final Fantasy nerd. So I sat down, like, this is going to be so great. It's going to be epic. It's going to be difficult and such a good storyline. I put the fucking game in. And it's so easy. It basically plays itself. You don't have to press anything. The fight scenes, you push like one button. You don't have to make any decisions. It makes it for you. You don't even have to do anything.
What fucking fun is that?
Exactly. Thank you. And then every single difficult situation that you may run into in a game, you don't need to do that. It's okay. The game's taking care of it. The game's got that going. You have save points like every 5 minutes or so. I don't want to do that. I mean, I remember not having a save point for an entire fucking game. Yeah.
Dude, and if you die, you have to start from the beginning.
Exactly. If you die, then you're done. I get so angry. I haven't even finished the game. Like, this is an insult to my intelligence. I'm a hardcore gamer, and you're giving me this shit. I haven't played it since. It's somewhere. I took it.
You're making that point. Will Wright came out and said something similar this week. He said games are falling way short as a medium. And if you don't know who Will Wright is, again, this is the guy behind SimCity, Spore, The Sims, and he has his own company. He founded Maxis, which made The Sims, and has moved on to make his own company. And he says that no game designer ever went wrong by overestimating the narcissism of their players. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public. So what he means by that, because that sounds bad, that it's important to give players a chance to share or show off their progress and achievements in a game. People like to have bragging rights. He said, but many games are about failure design, and properly designing the failures players will experience is a key to having a good game, since players spend most of their time failing in the games. Mm-hmm. He says, in effect, Wright said, these game designers are saying, here is a set of interesting problems. Buy these problems from me. Now, what has been happening, and this is one thing we harp about on this show all the time, is these games, especially Facebook, is really bad about this. This is why Facebook games are horrible. Some of you can't put your finger on it. I'm going to tell you why, because you can't lose at the game. There's no reason for you to come back and try it again, because you cannot lose. Once you get to level 35 at Farmville, what else is there for you to fucking do? You come back and your crop's dead, your friends revived them, or they said, hey, we'll give you 5 free crop revivals because you've been gone for 2 days because they want you to play again. It's no fun. The part of the fun of losing in the game is to be able to come back and kick ass, whatever way ass kicking is for you.
That feeling you get, that moment you, like, I was trying to beat in Legend of Zelda back in the day when I was younger. I was trying to beat, what the hell was his name? The main guy.
Ganon?
There you go. Yeah. I was trying to beat him.
Wow. And, but who's going to remember that? No, Corey's definitely going to remember that.
That's why I asked Corey.
That kind of blows my mind a little bit.
I'm trying to beat him, and I can't beat him, and I can't beat him, and I can't beat him, and that one moment comes. And I beat him. Or in Final Fantasy games, there's that one fucking monster I just cannot fucking kill, that one boss.
and then you finally kill him. And I literally stand up and, like, put my arms up in the cheering motion, and I'm doing a dance
yes,
in the middle of my
yes.
fucking living room. And I'm like, yes, I beat you, motherfucker. And I'm freaking out because I won. And now that I know, you know, now the game today, I'm like, oh, I can, wow. Oh, hey, we killed a boss.
Now, another game that why I had that experience in, ironically, The Legend of Zelda. When the Wii first came out, there's a joust where you're on a bridge and you are running towards this
yes.
guy just to knock him off the horse.
Oh, my God.
That was so fucking hard, and I spent hours, I'm telling you, hours, just my arms are hurting. I can't lift them, and I'm
oh
like,
oh, my God,
going
I forgot
down.
About Teenage Ninja Turtles on NES.
Oh, that,
oh, wow.
That shit was hard. That shit was so hard.
Me and my oldest younger brother played that for me.
Now, here's...
I don't think we ever beat that thing, and we played.
I
not
never
here.
Beat
oh,
that
game.
Here's where I have to agree with him. One game that I did love, we've talked about on the show, is Wet. And remember when Wet came in? Wet was an okay game. Of course, we loved it. It starred a woman, and it's Elijah Dushku. If you don't know who that is, if you ever watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer or The Dollhouse, she's the chick from there, the dark haired, the evil slayer, and the dark haired chick from Dollhouse, the star of the show. So she did the voice. I think she did an excellent job. Yay, yay, yay! You know, they took that feeling away from me toward when you get to the end of the game. And I'm sorry, developers, I'm going to give it away. You get to the end of the game, and I have a boss. And it's a woman boss. She is badass. She's got the eye patch and shit. She's like, what's her face from Kill Bill, you know, California Mountain Snake, whatever her name was. I'm like, me and this bitch are going at it. I'm all bouncing off the walls. I'm throwing every weapon I got at her. I'm shooting at her. I'm rolling across the floor. I'm sliding me, all this, because Ruby does all this crazy shit. Because I think the developers kind of based it off of Kill Bill. So I'm doing some crazy off-the-wall shit trying to beat her. I get to the end. I finally get her bar down to that red sliver. And, you know, you guys know that feeling. You're like, oh, come on.
Yes.
One more.
Yes.
I hit her, and then I get a big freeze screen where there's press A over and over and over. Are you fucking kidding me?
Ugh.
Now, pull your left trigger. You have to do it in this order. A, 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 left trigger. What? I cannot express you. I threw controller across the room. I threw game. I was like, what the fuck is this? I went and found the developers. What did you give me? They're like, well, you know, we know you girls like it. We thought you would be, you know, this would be a better ending. Why would you figure in the girl factor as with the boss? I wanted to kill him. All through this game, I had bosses that I was having to do stuff to. I had one where I had to cut his head off, and they gave me that. This one, I was like, oh, I'm fixing to fuck this bitch up. I got to push a button and pull my trigger, and then it was over.
No,
it was,
what, I, wow. what I don't understand.
That was it?
That was it. I pushed
Africa. Hell no.
Hey, it was X. It was push X, 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 X. Now pull the trigger when they tell you to, and that was it.
No. This is what I don't understand. During that whole fight, they didn't tell you anything, but when you got to that one little red sliver, then it told you to do something?
I need help for some reason. I need help.
So you got him down that far, so you must be helpless. You must not know how to kill him, right?
No, I'm at the end of the game.
Wow.
That fucked up the whole game for me. That was it. So this is what he's talking about. Our games are too easy. They're too short. And developers, I spent 4 years. It looked like you spent 2 days on this bitch is what it looks like.
You know what their focus is, honestly? Their focus is graphics. That's the main thing. Let's make the characters look good. Let's make them sound good. The graphics and the voice acting, which always fucking disappoints me. I want storyline. I want purpose. And I want something to challenge my mind, okay? Because games can actually increase your brain activity. It can actually engage your mind
and make you learn shit. You know what's a good game for this? And I've talked about this game on here before. It's on our site. It's Oh My God, So Obsessed. Is the game Don't Starve for your Android. And they're also on Steam, and you guys should support them because it's a game that is just exactly what you said. It has a storyline. It doesn't give you any buttons. They drop you in the forest and say, okay, bitch, do what you're going to do.
Oh, yeah, that's the one where you can't, like, wander away too far from the fire at night. And...
Yes, if you run away from the fire too far, if you don't keep your fire lit, shit eats you. You have to chop down trees. And everything is logical, but not as logical as you would think. Like, if you were dropped in the forest, you're like, okay, it's getting dark. I need to make a fire. How do I make a fire? Well, you need wood.
It's Minecraft survival done right.
Yes. So you say, I need wood. Okay. How do I chop wood? I need an axe. Oh, I don't have an axe. How do I make an axe? Okay. I need a rock. Okay. How am I going to find rocks? Then it keeps going from that. And you have to break the rocks down. Then you got to find a piece of wood enough to make an axe. And then you got to try to chop a tree. But the clock is ticking while you do this. And again, there is nothing on the screen that's telling you go this way or this way. You chop shit down and fuck it up, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You fuck up the bush and pull all the berries off, there, it's gone. And you, so, and it's got animals, but the animals, you can't just chase them with your axe. And a lot of you are like, oh, that's not fun, that's not right. Yes, it's true. If you were in the woods and you saw a deer, you think that bitch can stand there and let you chop him with an axe? No. No. So I love it. And then, of course, if you don't, by sundown, have, you know, keep your fire going, then when the screen goes dark, you hear stuff eating you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is awesome. That is awesome. And,
and that's good game design. It tells a good story. Yeah. It keeps you engrossed because, you know, you are watching the clock going, oh, my God, okay, I'm hungry. I got to find something to eat. Where the fuck am I going to go? I'm going to go this way. I can't wander too far from the fire. It's getting dark. I can't go too far. I got
to
stay about
it. That's just teaching you to be a murderer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, making axes. Ah, and that's on to our next topic. Did you tell them what
we... Yes, yes. Really, all right, so Lieutenant Colonel Dumbass Grossman, from now on, he's this nice little conspiracy theorist. Says in this one, though, you're going to love it, this generation is going to give you massacres. Yeah, apparently all of the kids who play video games are going to kill people. He delivered a speech back on May 14th to a packed meeting room to government security people, like at the government security conference. So the people there were government people, homeland security, law enforcement community, and first responders. He says that we should be teaching our children to prepare for violence like firefighters prepare for fires.
Okay. Well, hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm back. We're backing up because we knew you. This is going to be one you were going to want.
Because young people are twisted individuals who enjoy maiming and killing other fellow human beings.
Wait, back up. Seriously? I got my serious business hat on. All right? Now, first of all, I cannot even articulate the stupidity that spewed forth from this man's mouth. Okay? I cannot even find words to describe the inane statements that just irk my nerves and make me just want to wrap my hands around his neck and just squeeze. First of all, you're stating that all these kids playing video games are going to start killing people. Newsflash, video games have been around for decades. Okay? Mm-hmm. We haven't had a slaughter going on. All right? And here's another newsflash for you. The majority of people that play games, we're not kids. Okay?
No.
Wait, I'm not done. I'm having a conversation.
You ain't having a conversation. You're talking, but go ahead.
I'm having a conversation with my imaginary person who I'm about to hit in the head with my damn soda bottle. All right? Newsflash again, okay? If you're saying that anyone who plays video games is going to start massacring people, and then in the same breath you say that we need to start training our kids for violence like firefighters train for fires, what the fuck sense does that make? Honestly, do you really think that training kids for violence is going to make them any better than the kids who are playing video games? No, it's not. And this is why. Because a kid playing video game, he's not being trained for violence. He's playing a game. It's a game.
Well, no, I think what they were actually saying was, you know how you have fire drills?
Mm-hmm. I understand exactly what he's saying.
That's the only thing I agreed with that he said. The rest of it he could take, because I said this morning, yeah, because we have so many school shootings, it does make sense to start teaching the kids. In the event that you hear gunfire, you do XYZ.
No, that I understand, but the way I took it for him to mean is like, these kids are going to be trained to respond to violence with violence to defend themselves. That's bullshit.
Hell no.
That's bullshit, okay? That is complete bullshit. Kids should learn how to defend themselves no matter any age in Earth's history. You need to learn how to defend yourself, period. But trying to say that these kids who are playing video games, and most of us, by the way, are not kids, okay?
No.
I've been playing video games ever since I can remember, and I have not once even gotten in a fight, except for that one time, but he totally deserved it.
I fight, but it had nothing to do with video games.
Right?
They had it coming. The bitch had it coming.
This is with people picking on me, and I got...
Exactly. That's why the bitch had it coming.
Right?
Those bitches had it coming.
It has nothing to do with me playing games. It has everything to do with me trying to take up for myself. Just because someone plays a game...
Oh, you're such a southerner.
It's going to be that bad.
You are such a southerner.
What?
You take up... We only say that in the South. I was taking up for myself.
Oh, yeah, I know. Just because we play games does not mean that we're automatically going to be violent. Just like People who listen to Gangsta Rap.
I've got dead people in my backyard.
Yeah, just because. Just because people who listen to gangster, just because people listen to gangster rap doesn't mean they're going to go out and hit women. Just because people listen to goth music or heavy metal or any other kind of music doesn't mean they're going to go out and they're going to start hurting people or hurt themselves. Just because people read novels and may have sex in them doesn't mean they're going to grow up to be a fucking prostitute. Okay? You really need to start separating in your mind the medium from the people. Seriously. Yeah. Separate the medium from the people. Just because a person does this does not mean that this is going to be what they become when they get older. It's completely different. There are some people who are impressionable, yes. Do not judge everyone by that.
Movies don't create psychos. Psychos
create psychos.
That's what I got.
Movies don't create psychos. Movies make psychos more creative.
Make everybody so violent and it desensitizes them and this other bullshit. No. The people who are doing these killings, these mass murders, all this horrible shit, are these fucked up asshats who had issues beforehand, and their families did not give them help. Their
Zotmean says, I never swung from vines like they did in Jungle Hunt, dug holes like in Dig Dug, nor do I eat ghosts like in Pac-Man. Yeah, I've eaten dots, so Dippin' Dots are my ice cream.
God, I love Dippin' Dots. I
hate the Dippin' Dots.
I love Dots and you, man. We need to go have some Dippin' Dots, for real. Yeah, but Ginger makes an excellent point. Excellent, excellent, excellent point, okay? I totally forgot what it was, but at the time it was excellent. What was the point, Ginger?
People are not taking care of their mentally ill.
Yes. It is not the people who are playing these games that are going to have the problem. It's not because they're playing the games. These people have problems in the first place. Anything was going to set them off. I have said this before on the show. Anything was going to set these people off. It could have been somebody looking at them wrong. It could have been somebody said the wrong thing in the wrong tone of voice. These people were fucking crazy in the first place. And the families of these kids, if you even have the smallest idea that your kid has something wrong in their head, don't let them play the fucking game. Get them help. Have them seen by a professional. There are free services out there for kids. I guarantee it because I have found it online.
But
there are free services out there.
So many people seem to think it's shameful or that it brings sort of embarrassment on their family if they have somebody in their family who's mentally ill.
I don't know about you, but I need me a new purse from Zappos, and if I don't get it, I'm going to run outside. Don't take a bite out. I'm going to kill everybody. That's what's going to happen.
Well, see, here's the thing. You can have the embarrassment of having your kids go to see a therapist and yet him not kill anyone. Or you can have the embarrassment of your kid killing someone and your face plastered all over the news as being such a bad fucking mother. Take your pick.
Right?
Ugh. I'm irritated.
I don't know. These people piss me off. I don't understand why they feel this way, why they think that video games.
Who is Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman? He said, what did he say this in front of a government security conference? You know what I would like for once is for them to actually invite gamers. You know what? We live in a country that keeps saying we're free, we live in a democracy, but somehow we're not ever allowed to actually speak.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole community here, a large community, and they don't ever let us speak. Whereas in the UK, they are they're kicking all kinds of ass. Their politicians invite the gamers up. We're going to play. We're going to see what this is all about because I can't condemn something until I know what it is. And I know I've heard the whole argument from some of the politicians going, well, I don't have to try drugs and know they're bad. This is not a drug. This is a game, a form of entertainment. It's the same as if you were going to condemn a certain genre of movies. You'd at least want to watch it so you can say, yeah, this needs to be banned. It's absolutely horrible.
I would absolutely, if they want a gamer to come talk to Congress or whatever, I would absolutely volunteer. I can carry on a conversation without cussing, without being perverted, I promise. It will be articulate. It will bring up all these points, and I will have rebuttals for every goddamn stupid-ass fucking argument they make.
Get it.
Seriously, this is ridiculous. If you want a gamer to come talk to you, I will sit down and have a conversation with you. I guarantee it will be calm, but it will not be an easy conversation for you because I will not sit back and take this shit and have you badmouth an entire community of people who are good people. You always bring up the bad shit gamers do, but you never bring up the good stuff.
This is my favorite quote over on Game Politics from I'm Autobot. He says, while he was downloading NES ROMs, he became aware of how many game properties were based on violent movies like Die Hard, Dirty Harry, and RoboCop, and he said it never occurred to him, but all these games predated the ESRB. Mm-hmm. And a whole generation of NES fans grew up, and none of us are mass murderers.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. That's my favorite comment. My favorite comment. It absolutely true. I found it absolutely hilarious that we had Arnold Schwarzenegger leading the charge against violent video games. Bitch, do you know how many movies you've been in where you've been carrying a gun and shooting people and killing people and pulling their spines out through their throats? And
I
all
do, because I watched every single one of them.
Yeah, I did too, and I didn't want to kill anybody. I was like, that's cool. No, I don't want to kill people. That's messy. And
I'm my outfit, what?
That, and I can't torture you for the rest of my life. Why would I kill you when I can? Y'all heard me say this a million times. Why would I kill you when one day I'm having a bad day 20 years from now, I just drop by your house, throw a brick through your window, and I keep it moving? You're still alive, and I can torture you the next day. You're going to fix your window. Everybody's happy.
But this is another point that I kind of want to bring up. They're always, 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 and we've said this before on the show as well, they're always, always, always bringing up bad shit that we do, okay? And I'm talking out gamers in general, or what they perceive that we do when they don't know all the fucking facts. They're always bringing up all this bad shit and pretty much attaching it to the stigma that's already there for gamers. You're not letting the good stuff that we do shine through. We do charity work. We help each other out. We're a community. We are a community in every sense of the word. Yes, we have bad people in there. Yes, we have people who make us ashamed to even call them a gamer. But the majority of us are awesome fucking people, okay? We help each other. We know we may troll each other sometimes, Ginger. We may troll each other sometimes. We may troll each other sometimes. We may give each other a hard time. We may, you know, corpse camp, whatever. But in general, at our core, we are good people, okay? We have gamers. This one time a while back, gamers got together to help this blind guy finish a game, okay?
Yeah.
They mapped out everything he had to do in order to finish this game. Why would we do that if we were bad people at our core? Then we also have AbleGamers.com, where there are all these disabled people whose only real outlet is gaming.
Yes.
And we as a community have gotten together to support them, to help them, to give them this outlet so they can express themselves, so they can do
and
stuff.
And they can play along with us.
Exactly, as an equal. Because behind the screen, no one knows who you are. No one knows if you are in a wheelchair. No one knows if you're black,
exactly.
If you're white, if you're female, if you're male. Everyone is equal behind the screen, and yet you're trying to paint us in such a negative light, it makes no one else want anything to do with this. But you know what? God damn it, I'm going to stand up and be proud. I'm a gamer, and I love my community. So fuck you.
Throw your G's in the air. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to lighten it up just a little bit. All right, we're about to have to leave anyway. Or do we want to stay and talk a little bit longer? Are you ladies done talking?
I'm done.
Did you get it all out?
I did.
All right, well, we will see you guys bright and early in the morning. I actually was going to share with you all some news really quickly. The Wonder Woman show, it's not dead.
Wonder
I wish
Woman.
It would die.
Okay.
I really wish it would die, honestly. I think this is – don't do it, please. If you're not going to let Joss Whedon do it. It's supposed to be like the show Arrow, which I don't like either. Some of you are saying it's good. I watched it. I cannot take a man running around with a bow and arrow and a green suit in today's time period. Seriously, I can't. Not the way that it's done. And I saw the Wonder Woman girl that they picked in the outfit she was wearing, and I said no, because she looked like she needed to eat a sandwich, and she's too short. We need us a big, tall. Go ahead and get one of them supermodel chicks that can – hey, Mila Jovovich, feed her some sandwiches. There you go.
No, girl, they have plus size models, but what they consider plus size models, you know, like size 10.
Steven Tyler's daughter, the plus size model.
Ooh,
she's another
gosh,
perfect
she
one.
Gorgeous. She would be awesome as
Mia?
Wonder Woman.
Is her name Mia? Yes.
No,
Mia.
No. It's oh shit. Now you know what? I would know it
her
if you'd ask
Mia,
me.
It's Mia Tyler.
No, it's Liv Tyler. Liv.
No,
Tyler.
No. Liv is the Sin sister. Mia is the plus size model. Mia Tyler.
Oh, you know what? That's right. Have her do it.
Although Liv could pull it off because she's gained a little weight and it looks good on her. They're both tall women.
She's fucking gorgeous.
Well,
there you go.
Anybody who backs, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Dumbass can go, you know, take
it.
Social roulette on Facebook and go do it, all right?
All right, and on that note, we got 20 seconds left, y'all. You want to tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey, and then on Tuesday we have our Pixanisa broadcast. We are your favorite Pixel Fashionistas, the biggest bitch in radio. We love it. Fuck y'all. Say your favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't. Say goodnight, ladies.
Oh, yeah, by the way, fuck you, Nintendo of Japan. Just saying.
There we
go. Yeah, me. And I can feel it wouldn't be lonely with me. Yeah, me. Singing.
Ginger.
Yes?
Say it one more time.
Fuck you, Nintendo of Japan.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all heard it from Ginger. Not y'all.